One half an hour.
Block it out. Turn it off.
Okay.
I want to speak about one nekuda which we ended off with yesterday. Vinogeya to our sugya, we saw the Ravid's teretz or the Ramban teretz. There was a stick. The Gaviyas, it's a stick of side point, but it's an interesting point. Vinogeya to this whole shitas harav, shitas rab nivamas, that an islandess or a sris, once they become an islandess or a sris, again, islandess means 20 for a girl, sris means 18 for a boy, so they become a godol l'mafreya. So the Gemara says over there, itmar, akol chelav mi ben shtey misrei, ad ben shmoyne esrei, and tik shmoyne, ad ben shmoyne esrei, and v'no d'boy s'moni sris, and then he became a sris, ula'af mekan ibishtey siris, okay, that part means even after he got siris after that, Rav Omer Nasa Sism of Freya. So Nasa Sism of Freya. So now. Not yet. At the end. So Kuzok Rashi Nasa Sism of Freya. He says, I did I for Lashem Zocher, Katani Sris, gave into Abba Shimon Esrei, Kabliazer. Since it says Lashem Zocher, it says Sris, that, like a Belezer, but then Rashi, but the Gemara says from the age she becomes, the Gemara says Lemafreya, and the Gemara starts at the age of 12. So what's this that it starts at the age of 12? So Rashi says, talk with me days below you via Vati Katana, because less than 12, she's certainly a Katana. Less than 12, she's certainly a Katana. Right? But he says, And then it goes back to Mafreya. Once we know she's an islandess, so then we know it goes back to the age of 12. That from the age of 12 she already became a gedolah, so she be chayit be the mechelus. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says 12. Now the question is, we had yesterday, is that the Ramban says for some reason 12 and a half. So I saw my notes. I couldn't look up everything, but the Mishnah Melech asked the Kasha, why is Ramban saying 12 and a half? The Gemara says 12. So the truth is that the Ramban in Yevamos says that, one second, it's talking about your Asuris. Rashi also says it's talking about Asuris. Asuris is a Zohar. So Bechal wanted to say 12. Stamazoi, you have a question. It should say 13. So Ramban says, and a Chinami. The Gemara, when it says 12, doesn't mean in the Keva. Rashi learned it means in the Keva, and the Keva is 12. Ramban says means a zocher. What's 12 in one day? It's going with the Mandoma who holds that 13 years means into the 13th year.
Chinese.
Well, in the Torah it also counts it that way, really.
Chinese are always like...
Yeah. So into the 13th year. Oh. So he says that's Shad the Gemara. The Gemara says 12 to 18. The whole Gemara is talking about the zocher, Ramban says. So Ramban says, so step one is that we can't really ask the Ramban, how can you Ramban say 12 and a half? If the Gemara says 12. Because according to Ramban, the Gemara means 13 anyway. It means a Zohar. 12 is just the Gemara's way of saying 13, because it's going like that Mandomar. Okay, Gavaldi. So we don't have a Kash and Ramban from the Gemara.
What's 12 and a half?
Oh. But the question, so the Ramban, I'm going with Shlavim. Step one is, from the Gemara, we don't have a Kash. The Ramban has a right to say it, because it's not, first of all, it's not connected to the Gemara. What, meaning that which Ramban says, that the girl goes back with my phrase, it's 12 and a half, I'm saying, until now we thought it was connected to Gemara. The Mishnah Melech asked the Kasha. Not connected to Gemara, the Gemara is not a Zohar according to Ramban. The Ramban Yevamos says so. But the question still remains, why does Ramban say 12 and a half? So the Ramban says the Lashon in Yevamos, he says that this islandess goes, he brings the Lashon at Gemara. The Gemara is a Lashon, Mikat Nusa Yotza Lebege. Make that nusa, she goes straight into Bagris.
There's no nairis.
So the Ramban, right, no nairis. So the Ramban, Ramban will explain what he means. He says the girl goes back to 12 and a half, but the Gemara says, make that nusa, you're up to the Bagris. Yeah, so it sounds like he's learning something like what Shlomo Kavusa was saying, or Tzvi is saying yesterday. Yeah. The Ramban understood that she has there's no step of Nairis for her, there's only Bagris. From Katniss, she goes to Bagris. From Mela, when you go to Mafreya, you go back to the age of Bagris. The age of Bagris is 12 and a half.
That's 12.
Even though the other Rishonim, yeah, Nairus is 12 and a half. Bagris starts at 12 and a half. Even though the other Rishonim would say, no, that's not what it means. Makanus Yot to the Bagris means, because she was a Katana till 20, and then she went straight to Bagris. But that doesn't mean that the Mafreya, you got to go to 12 and a half. Mafreya, you go back to 12. Once she's a Gedoyla, once she's Chayiv and Hilchot Karis, which is what we're talking about up here, why not be a 12-year-old that's Chayiv and Karis? That's normally the age. It's normally the age, and now you're Chayiv. But Elohad, as Masha Vantos said, no. Mikandusa Yot to the Bagris means, if she only has a stage of Bagris, you have to be Madama her to a regular girl, stage of Bagris, which is 12 and a half.
Yeah, but
that's what he's saying.
The whole sheet is based on Rav.
Yeah.
Rav, you're going back to, you know,
no, so according to, oh, so 1 second. So according to Ramban, Rav's talking about a Zohar. Again, by a Zohar, there's no question. But by a Zohar, there's only one age. The age of 13. The Ramban's one of this commander means a 13-year-old boy.
Right, but
only by a girl do we have this question, right?
That's it, but by a boy.
Yeah.
What does 13 represent?
Well, my
friend. No, what does
13
represent?
That he's a
gobble. What's the equivalent to that for a girl?
Okay, and it cannot be.
It's not.
Right. But what is...
No,
two ways of looking at it. I mean, that's what I said. The gabe...
But the whole idea of the Gemara there is being chayim, chayim, and olam. What is called chayim and olam? Not a 12 and a half, right? If you tell me that she's high in the first high in the last, you start 12 and a half, okay, maybe that's terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, I
have, but
you can also look at it.
If you don't think on the Gemara at all, then I'm fine. Okay. If it's not new, I understand. But no. The Gemara. The Gemara sounds like you're
when. Yeah, but again, we don't have. It doesn't exist by its author, so it's really not connected to it. Meaning, we don't have a riot from the Gemara. Yeah, that's what Rashi would say. Rashi would say, what do you mean? You go back to when you became a god. We're talking about Hilchos Chiyuvim, Hilchos Karis. So what's it got to do with being a Bagaris as opposed to a Naira? So you're right. I mean, the words of the Gemara, Mikadnusa Yotso the Beggar, the Gemara is using those words to explain why that it's going on a halacha called Kenas. I was a mayor, hey, look, Kanas. Can be the Kanas, can be some Kessers. And we see she has no Kanas, right? According, it's asking Akash and Rav. According to Rav, that she became a Gadol from the age of 12 and on, the way Rashi learns, she should have the Kanas of Oynes and Mephate. Why don't you have a Kanas of Oynes and Mephate? That's the first Kasha. And by answers, they can't do so, you're still a beggar. You can't have the Kanas of Oynes and Mephate because she was never a Naira. Only a Naira has that Kanas. So we would have said, okay, yeah, because that means that she went from being 11 to being 12, straight, and she went straight from Katniss to Beggar, because in Makrei she became about Bulgarians when she was 12. The Bansan understood that, no, Yotza Nikandus of the Bagris means she skips over the amount of time a regular girl is in Naira, and goes straight to the time that a regular girl becomes a Bulgarian, which is 12 and a half. Because Ramban saw in that Gemara somehow. Meaning, yeah, what? Just 12 and a half. A kopanim, that's the, yeah, it's not 100% clear, but that's what the man's learning. Right? Again, Rashi clearly involves one, it's not like that. But it's interesting just that the way the man learns the Gemara Yibamis, if you look up the Gemara Yibamis, it becomes at least clearer where it's coming from. That even though the Gemara says 12, it's not a kasha against him. It's not the Gemara boy. Interesting, yeah?
Yes.
Is Mr. Melo's cash on him, man? Not saying it's a simple thing. A coupon, yeah.
Yeah, like,
that's a story.